As I mentioned, the Telstra Women's Premiership gets underway on Saturday, 1 o'clock at CommBank Stadium. The Eels against the Roosters. Sydney Roosters NRLW coach John Strange, always great with his time, is on the line. Morning, John.
G'day, mate. How are you going?
Good, thanks. Excited about what's ahead. First up against the Eels out there at CommBank Stadium. And a few little changes for your team. In fact, we've got Corbin Baxter out, of course, for this year, and Isabel Kelly has been named your captain.
Yeah, that's right. It's a great achievement for Izzy. She fully deserves to be captain. She's a great leader and just a natural born leader, to be honest. So, yeah, it's exciting for her, but obviously, yeah, disappointing for us to not have Corbs lining up this year. She was great for us last season, but there's a few new faces, and it's really exciting for can't wait for Saturday.
I think, is it 7 players that you had in last season's grand final victory that won't be there this time around? And as a coach, how difficult and how different is that for you to adjust to a new season with a whole host of new faces?
Yeah, it's not been too bad. So last year I came in as the head coach for the first time. I was assistant the year before, and we actually had quite a lot of changes. We had more changes the year before from 2020 to 21. So if we look at our lineup for, which will be announced later on today, but our lineup for this week, yeah, there's less changes, and we're debuting only 2 players in the NRLW as opposed to 8 against the Broncos last season. So, yeah, there has been a few changes, but that's the women's game at the moment. And look, it's something we're going to have to get used to, because next season with 4 new teams, there's going to be a lot more changes and player movement. So I think for us, you know, with the short preseason, it's been really good because our halves have stayed. So Gracie McGregor and Zahara Tamara will be lining up as our starting halves against Parra this week, and they're there in the grand final. So that's made it a lot easier for the new girls, you know, like Sammy Bremner and Destiny Brill to sort of click in into the spine.
I was at the SCG on the weekend, mate, and I saw your team obviously paraded there in front of the Roosters crowd, and it came at the same time as we got the news that the new Allianz Stadium next door will be opened with an NRLW match, so a doubleheader, and your team will take on the Dragons in a grand final rematch. So first ever game played at this brand new stadium. It's a big honour.
Oh, look, it's pretty crazy to think of it, and it's really exciting for all the girls. Yeah, once the club told them the news, they were obviously, can't wait to get to round 3, but obviously we've got a couple of games before that, you know. But, it's amazing, and I really appreciate the work that our club, the Sydney Roosters, and the NRL in particular, have done to make that happen. We didn't think it was going to happen. We thought we were going to be sort of bummed out to Leichhardt Oval on the Sunday night, but yeah, for the girls to be given that opportunity, it just shows what the NRL, the girls mean to the NRL and how serious they are for the women's game. So, yeah, very exciting news, that's for sure.
Yeah, you're spot on. It is strong support from the NRL and just shows how the NRL views the women's game. But I reckon it's also justification for the players, people like yourself as well, all the hard work that you've been doing to get NRLW where it needs to be. So I think the players in particular and those involved in the competition need to give themselves a bit of a pat on the back on this one, because it doesn't work without the hard work.
Yeah, look, I totally agree with that, Matt. And if I look at last season gone, I thought that all the players, all 6 clubs and all the players involved really raised the bar. And I had a lot of people commenting to me that I know after the season that sort of weren't really interested, to be honest, in watching Women's Rugby League, but just couldn't wait for this next season to start based on what the girls did and, you know, the product they put out on the field last season. So it really is a testament to the players that as to what they've done and the interest they've created. And, so it's exciting. Hopefully we can just keep raising the bar right across the board for women's game and just get more spectators.
And the other cool thing is, too, that the players know that they're part of something special. They know that they're at the forefront of all this, and you start ticking boxes like opening the new Allianz Stadium as well, and these players are living the moment, so to speak, aren't they? They're going, we're not going to get 5 years down the track and want to reflect on this. That'll happen naturally. We want to feel what we're doing along the way. And you and I have spoken about this previously. It's something that you tap into with the playing group as well, isn't it? Because it's an entirely different and unique situation that you're in as opposed to the NRL men are in.
Yeah, it is. You know, and it's an interesting sort of balance that we're trying to create. Obviously, for me, a male coaching in women's sport, I really am a firm believer on equality right across the board, and something that I drive really hard in the way I coach. I don't coach any different to the way I'd coach the men or the way I'd previously coached men, and I'm very direct and clear with instructions, and I think the girls appreciate that because they just want to be treated as rugby league players, not girls playing rugby league. And I think that attitude sort of helps the girls, and I know a lot of other coaches in the women's sport have got that attitude, and it's just great. It's just really driving the sport, and the girls are actually athletes now as well. I think if we look back 5 years ago in the women's game, it was a little bit different. The style of play and how the girls turned up to games are probably a little bit different. They're very professional now in how they prepare for the games, and I think that has really shown in the product. And like I said earlier, I think the bar is going to be raised again by everyone this season and obviously going forward.
Yeah, it's awesome. I'll be out there. We'll be doing crunch time live from Combat and then calling the game thereafter, so I'll be out there when you guys take on the Eels. So what are you expecting first up against Parramatta?
Look, they're a really good side. It's going to be interesting to see who they name, in particular in the halves today, because they have got some new halves in there. They've got four new halves, the two that were there last season aren't there now. So that'll be sort of interesting. It's something I'm waiting to see. But if you look across their squad, they've got some really, you know, they've got some quality players there with Philomena Hennessy, the Cherrington sisters, Tiana Penatani, Samina Tau for the captain. Look, they've got a really good side, so it's probably a little bit hard to predict how they're going to play with in particular the new spine, and they're probably going to have Gail Broughton at fullback. So it's we know they're quality players, but how they're going to play, I guess it's going to be something we're just going to have to see on Saturday. And it's probably a little bit similar to us as well, that they'd be looking at our squad. And like you mentioned, seven changes from our grand final team. So, you know, we're going to play a little bit different in how we are. We're going to structure all our shapes and everything like that, because we have different players. Like Sammy Bremner's a different fullback to Corbin Baxter, and Destiny Breel's a different hooker to Olivia Higgins. So I think it's going to be interesting for both sides, and I guess, yeah, we'll both get into it and get a feel for it, and then hopefully make the right calls, and, you know, our girls can, yeah, fingers crossed, get on top at the end of the 70 minutes.
Looking forward to it. See you out there on Saturday. Best of luck for this weekend and the season, John.
Thanks, Matt. Cheers, mate.
John Strange, the Roosters NRLW coach. So they have the Eels first up. It's a 1 o'clock start at Combank on Saturday. We'll keep you posted right here on SEN through crunch time. We're on air from midday, so we'll keep you posted with everything that's unfolding in front of us from Combank.